In the early 17th century, the shores of Virginia welcomed an unsettling arrival. About 20 African slaves stepped onto the land, marking the beginning of a dark chapter in American history. These individuals, ripped from their homes, carried with them the weight of their past and the uncertainty of an oppressive future. Their journey, filled with unimaginable suffering, was just the start of a system that would thrive on their labor. Among the arrivals was Amina, a young woman whose spirit shone even in the face of adversity. She had heard stories of the New World, tales of freedom and opportunity. Those dreams turned to ash as she faced the reality of the plantation. Nearby, Kofi, a man determined to protect his family, felt the crushing weight of his new reality. The fields stretched endlessly before them, the sun beating down mercilessly as they toiled from dawn until dusk. As more Africans were brought in, the demand for labor grew. The plantation owners quickly turned to slavery as a means to maximize their profits. Amina and Kofi, like many others, learned to navigate their new existence, finding strength in their community. Their bonds became lifelines, a source of hope in a world designed to strip them of their humanity. By the late 17th century, the southern colonies were entrenched in the practice of slavery. Laws codified their status as property, solidifying a system that thrived on cruelty. Amina's hands grew calloused, and Kofi's back bore the marks of punishment. Yet, within the shadows of the plantation, whispers of resistance stirred. The sound of a drum, a shared song, became a secret language of rebellion and resilience. The arrival of the cotton gin in 1793 transformed the landscape of southern agriculture. The demand for cotton skyrocketed, leading to an even greater reliance on enslaved labor. Families were torn apart, and lives were upended as the economy thrived on human suffering. Despite the brutality, the enslaved people demonstrated remarkable resilience. They formed networks of support, using music and subtle acts of defiance to communicate their hopes and dreams. Amina and Kofi clung to the idea of freedom. They believed in a future where their children would not know the weight of chains. Their story, like that of countless others, was one of survival against all odds. As the years passed, the narrative of slavery became one not only of exploitation, but of an enduring spirit that refused to be extinguished. Amina and Kofi settled into their new routine, working the fields under the watchful eyes of overseers. Each sunrise brought fresh challenges. The plantation stretched beyond what they could see, and the promise of freedom felt elusive. They shared brief moments of respite, exchanging glances filled with unspoken fears and dreams. One afternoon, as the sun dipped low, Amina met Kofi by the old oak tree, a rare sanctuary amidst their toil. She could feel the tension in the air. Rumors of escape were swirling among the enslaved people. Kofi's eyes sparkled with cautious hope. He believed they could find a way out. Amina felt a flicker of excitement mixed with dread. The thought of running was terrifying but exhilarating. As the weeks passed, the discussions grew bolder. A group formed quietly, devising a plan to escape north. They would use the cover of darkness, guided by the stars. Amina found herself drawn deeper into the plans, her heart racing with the thought of freedom. Kofi looked at her, concern etched on his face. He didn't want to lose her if things went wrong. One evening, after a long day in the fields, a whip cracked through the air, echoing the day's burdens. An elder, caught trying to communicate with a neighboring plantation, was dragged away. The air thickened with fear. Waves of dread washed over Amina as she watched, knowing the risks they faced. This brutal act reminded her of the high stakes involved in their pursuit of freedom. As whispers spread, the plantation's atmosphere shifted. An overseer was replaced with a man known for his cruelty. The new face meant stricter punishments, cracked whips, and relentless labor. The group felt the weight of despair, but clung to their plans. They met in secret under the starlit sky, sharing details and hopes, laughter masking their fear as they drew closer. The night of the escape came with a thick blanket of fog. They moved quietly, hearts pounding in rhythm. Amina led the way, guided by instinct and courage. But as they approached the tree line, a shout broke through the silence. Torches flared to life, illuminating their path. Panic surged through the group as they scattered, fear swallowing their dreams. Amina and Kofi ran, adrenaline pushing them forward. They could hear the shouts behind them, the pursuit relentless. The woods felt alive, branches clawing at their skin as they pushed deeper into the night. In that moment, Amina realized freedom might come at a terrible cost. They were no longer just fleeing, they were fighting for their lives. The stakes had risen dramatically, and the uncertainty gripped them tighter than the chains they sought to break. Amina and Kofi dashed through the trees, breathless and terrified. The shouts of the overseers faded into the night, but not far behind them. The thrill of their escape mixed with the fear of being caught clawed at their hearts. They stumbled through the underbrush, branches tearing at their skin, but they pressed on, fueled by their dreams of freedom. After what felt like hours, they found a moment away from pursuit in a small clearing. The moonlight broke through the canopy, illuminating their faces, glistening with sweat and determination. Amina looked at Kofi, her heart aching. They had risked everything to be here, but the fear of capture loomed large. "We have to keep moving," Kofi urged, his voice low but firm. "If they catch us, we'll lose everything." Amina nodded, but a part of her was hesitant. She had never been this far from the plantation before. The world outside was immense and filled with unknowns. "What if we get lost?" she whispered. The uncertainty stung like a cold wind. "Trust in each other," Kofi replied. "We are stronger together." With that, they resumed their flight under the cloak of darkness. The terrain shifted, the woods giving way to a small river. The water shimmered, reflecting the starlit sky. They stopped momentarily, bent down to drink, and splashed their faces to cool their racing hearts. The journey ahead was perilous. With every step, they felt the weight of their decision. They had left behind not just the oppression of the plantation, but also the community they had built over the years. It was a gamble for freedom, a price they were willing to pay despite the cost. As dawn approached, the forest began to lighten. They came across a small cabin nestled between the trees, smoke curling from its chimney. Cautiously, they approached, aware that danger could lurk anywhere. A kind-faced woman answered their knock. Her eyes widened at the sight of them, but rather than fear, she offered understanding. "I can help you," the woman said, her voice gentle. "But you must be cautious. The path to freedom is riddled with danger." With her guidance, Amina and Kofi joined a network of allies willing to assist those in search of freedom. They learned to navigate the Underground Railroad, slipping from one safe house to another. Each night, they whispered stories of hope, fueled by their dreams of a life where they would no longer live in fear. Over time, they found a sense of belonging amidst the struggle. They witnessed the resilience of those around them, each person a testament to courage and the indomitable human spirit. Their journey was far from over, but Amina and Kofi clung to the promise of freedom, each step taking them closer to a life built on their own terms. Though the past remained a haunting shadow, they were no longer just running. They were fighting for their lives, for their love, and for a future where their children would be free. With every hard-fought mile, they carved out their legacy, weaving their story into the fabric of a broader struggle for liberation. Though the scars of their past would always remain, they learned to embrace the hope that lay in the dawn of a new day.